And I'm going to read now verse 1. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. Now, the question has been, should it be rendered, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles? And others have translated it, hath made it glorious. Well, if it is to be translated, it hath made it glorious, it would refer to the first coming of Christ. But the first makes it refer to, of course, the second coming of Christ. Which one is it? Well, I think Matthew made it very clear that it referred to his first coming, because yonder in that rejected area, Zebulun and Naphtali, they were located in the north. Naphtali was on the west bank of the Sea of Galilee, and Zebulun adjoining Naphtali on the west. Nazareth was in the tribe of Zebulun, and Capernaum, which was Jesus' headquarters, was in Naphtali. And as far as I can tell, the Lord Jesus never changed his headquarters from Capernaum. In fact, that's the reason he pronounced such a judgment upon that place, because they had access to light as no other place had. Now verse 2 reads, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Now regardless of the translation and the interpretation of verse 1, it's very obvious that the people in despised Galilee, they were in the darkness of paganism and religious tradition. There was where the Old Testament and the paganism from the outside mingled and mixed. But the Lord Jesus began his ministry in that area. They did see a great light. They saw the Lord Jesus, the light of the world. And he said in John 8, verse 12, then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, this was fulfilled at the first coming of Christ. And I think, obviously, these first two verses refer to his first coming. But what about from here on? Now, I want you to notice something very carefully. It is the belief of certain outstanding Bible expositors, among them Dr. F.C. Jennings and Dr. H.A. Ironside, that there is a hiatus, or there is a pause, and there is a period, an interval, between verses 2 and 3. So that verse 2 refers to his first coming, verse 3 now refers to his second coming.